FEMA is an organization that has sort of a roller coaster history. Like, if you go back to, like, the first Bush administration, FEMA was, everyone was down on FEMA, said FEMA couldn't get anything right, and they got in a lot of heat for the Hurricane Andrew response. And then during the Clinton administration, they went way back up again, and then in Katrina, they went way back down again. So, and a lot of that has to do with the severity of the storm that they're having to deal with, and sometimes is out of their control. But certainly now, I think they're back on the upward swing.
You cite in your post on the Fed blog, which I have in my RSS feed, and we have linked up right now at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. FEMA's made great advances since Hurricane Katrina, was able to anticipate needs up and down the entire eastern seaboard and coordinate a huge-scale response effort. Now, I'm not suggesting that you're dismissing that as small potatoes, but it really wasn't, because you're talking about parts of the country with dramatically different needs, dramatically different infrastructures. If you look at the coastline in North Carolina, it's dramatically different than the way the coastline looks along, say, New England or New York or New Jersey. So this is really a whole bunch of different areas and a whole bunch of different needs that FEMA had to be ready to respond to.
Yeah, they really did. It was such a huge geographic area that they had were responsible for, that it is impressive that they were able to keep things coordinated as well as they did. And I think it was interesting that that President Obama went to FEMA on Saturday and publicly praised them while the storm was still going on, which is, you know, kind of a gutsy thing to do, because you know, first of all, saying anything good about government is kind of dangerous these days to a politician. And also, you know, there was still a lot of time left when who knows what might have happened.
Now, the nugget in this blog post is not even necessarily FEMA. It's the perception overall of government and the fact that some people are acting surprised that FEMA got it right and that FEMA managed this well. And as you say, it's anathema for politicians right now or anybody to say government did something well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, as I was putting together this post, it made me think, it made me develop this theory, which is probably not original and maybe not completely accurate. But one of the reasons for that, I think, may be that so much of what government does these days is prevent bad things from happening. So because of the efforts of government, you know, terrorists don't carry out certain of their plots, veterans don't go without vital medical treatment, civil rights don't go unprotected. And these are things that people tend to take for granted. And we're sort of, in a way, the heyday of government doing things proactively, putting a man on the moon, rebuilding Europe after World War II, those are sort of the stuff of history these days. And I think that's one of the reasons people just simply take for granted a lot of what government does, because it so much involves preventing bad things from happening.
Now, when I first read that part of your post, I thought, well, that's a conversation more about politics than it is about policy or process, because that depends on your worldview of what the government should or shouldn't be doing. Then I went to the next sentence where you write, government's proactive successes, landing on the moon, rebuilding Europe after World War II, building the interstate highway system are largely the stuff of history. And that kind of changed my thinking about the worldview. I don't know if anybody could really argue that it was a bad idea for the federal government in the Eisenhower administration to design the interstate highway system. I think anybody would say that that was of tremendous value to the United States for a list of probably 100 or more reasons. So I guess what I go to next is, based on where we are as far as the national conversation about government goes, are we doomed or destined for those kinds of accomplishments to be, as you write, largely the stuff of history? Or do you see some hope that at some point in time that's where the conversation can return? Because it's not just the attitude that people have about government. It's the fact that, I mean, if we were going to propose something like an interstate system today, where would the money come from?
Right, exactly. I think we're living in an era where it's less likely we'll see those kind of things. Number one, because a lot of them have been accomplished. And number two, because there isn't any money for them. I do think you see less of that going on. And even when it does go on, you know, what the country, a lot of people argue the country could use now is a large-scale effort to improve infrastructure in the country. But again, even if you do that and do it well, making a bridge better, preventing a bridge from falling down at some point, just isn't as significant or as well going to be as well known an accomplishment as building the bridge in the first place. And I think that is going to be an ongoing challenge for government to try to get people to understand that it's that kind of thing that government does now and also prevents all manner of bad things from happening.
I think it's the shift between the accomplishment, which is building the bridge in the first place. Wow, you did something that needed to be done. And then preventing the bridge from falling down 50 years later is, I think people just kind of think of that, well, that's the job of government.
Right.
So
exactly.
So you don't deserve a pat on the back. You just did what you were supposed to do, not let the bridge fall into the river.
Yeah. I think that's quite right, that's what people tend to think, is that that's your job to have done that, and it's not particularly noteworthy. It's not as noteworthy as saying having constructed the Hoover Dam in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Tom Shoup's blog post is called Government Gets It Right on the Fed blog, and you do mention in there complete redesign of Government Executive Magazine.
Oh, yeah, it'll be coming with the October issue.
So you're not busy at all this month, I suppose.
Oh, no, not at all.
Fantastic. Great to talk to you, as always, Tom.